So this report will probably have some rather bearish connotations for futures market.
That's USDA livestock analyst Cheryl Shagum, who gives some possible reasons for the larger-than-expected placements into feedlots during April.
At the end of March, when we looked at the number of cattle outside feedlots, there was about 5% more cattle outside feedlots. A large portion of those animals were still on wheat pasture, as some producers opted to graze out the wheat pasture rather than take the cattle off when they normally would. Those cattle likely came into the feedlots during April. You also had improvement in the position of feedlots. After 17 months of negative returns, a number of feedlots were at or near break-even, and that may have encouraged them to increase their purchases as well to start filling up some of their bunk capacity.
And Shagum knows these numbers could mean lower cattle prices.
That may dampen their expansion plans in the latter part of 2016. I'm not anticipating this will lead to any kind of a contraction, but they may not expand as rapidly as we would have thought.
USDA's latest report also noted that marketing's effect cattle during April was at 1.66 million head. That's 1% above 2015.